צהריים טובים, ערב, שבת, שלום, פרשת יתרו, בפרשה אב קבלת התורה, השתבח שמו. It's very, very interesting. There is a very famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh that points out from the pasuk preceding Matan Torah that there are three basic prerequisites that are important for anybody who wants to be Mekabel et HaTorah. Now, learning Torah is one thing. But even before the Torah is learned, a person needs to personally accept the Torah as Am Yisrael did at Har Sinai. Now, he says the first midah that is integral to Kabbalat HaTorah, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, is Vayis'o Mirfidim. The Torah says that Am Yisrael left Rfidim, Vayavo kol adat ben Yisrael Midbar Sinai, they came to Midbar Sinai, Vayachanusham, they dwelt, they camped there. Now, what was Rfidim? In last week's parasha, the Torah tells us that Am Yisrael came to Rfidim, that the name of Rfidim had since changed. They changed the name because there was a fight there, because Am Yisrael complained for water. The name of Rfidim changed to Masa Umriva. And then afterwards, after that whole saga, the Torah says, Vayavo Amalek vayilach mi'Yisrael b'Rfidim, that Amalek attacked Am Yisrael in Rfidim. Why? Mishum shirafu yedehem midivrei Torah. Rashi says that the name Rfidim is milashon rifyon, a looseness. Am Yisrael kind of, and it's funny, as the Rosh Yeshiva spoke about on Monday, this was still pre-Matan Torah. And yet Am Yisrael were held to a standard that they had to be learning Torah and connected to it even before the Torah was officially given. That's a big deal. And as soon as they kind of loosened, Amalek attacked. Vayis'u mirfidim, which means what? Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, they traveled away from that looseness, which means that they were mitchazik. They once again strengthened themselves in the Kabbalat HaTorah. And that is the, Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, the first, we'll call it, ingredient in Kabbalat HaTorah, is the fact that a person cannot be be'atzlut. Sometimes a person is feeling lethargic or lazy, whatever it is. Torah and laziness don't go together. A person, like the Torah says, Adam ki yamut be'ohel, a person is to kill himself, exert tremendous effort and toil in order to be koneh the Torah. That is ingredient number one for the Kabbalah, which is vayis'u mirfidim, travel away from the looseness. Be mitchazek, give it all you've got. That is number one. Number two, he says, it says, Vayis'u mirfidim, vayachanu bamidbar. They dwelled, they camped in the midbar. Why does it matter? They were in the midbar to begin with, but why did it say vayachanu bamidbar? Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the Torah is trying to hint to us another thing. What is special about a midbar? Like the Gemara tells us, ma midbar kol dashimba. Midbar is the epitome of anava. Why? Everybody steps on the midbar. Everybody walks through and it never says a word. If a person wants to be zoche to kitra shel Torah, a person has to be anav b'shafil, modest, humble, lowly, low of spirit, as the Gemara says in Masechet Nedarim Daf Nun He, kivan she'ose adam et atzmo kemidbar shu mufkar lakol, Torah nitana lo b'matana. When a person becomes like a midbar, that he's efker to everybody, you can talk to him, he doesn't get upset, he's not haughty. He's just like a midbar, easygoing and humble with everybody that he interacts with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifts him the Torah, Shenehmar, Umim Midbar Matana. When you're midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Matana of the Torah. And that's exactly what the Gemara says in Masechet Eiruvin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet. The Gemara says, you know, in general throughout Shas, besides for six exceptions, anytime there's a machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, halacha ke Bet Hillel. Why is that? The Gemara wants to know why. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide that halacha should follow Bet Hillel? Why? The Gemara says, Mipnei ma zachu Bet Hillel likboa halacha kemotam, mipnei shenochin va'aluvin hayu, veshonin divrehem v'divrei Bet Shammai, ve'lo'od ela shemakdimin divrei Bet Shammai ledivrehem. Rashi says, what does it mean, nochin va'aluvin? They were pleasant and aluvim. What's that? Aluvim savlanim. They were very patient. Even more so than Bet Shammai. And because of that, anytime they used to speak about a topic in halacha, they didn't only say their own opinion. They mentioned their opinion and Bet Shammai's. And not only that, says the Gemara, because of their tremendous anava, they always mentioned Beit Shammai's opinion first and then theirs. Because of their tremendous anava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ve'atzmo decided to be kovei halacha k'da'at Beit Hillel. It's a big deal. Which means, even though the Gemara tells us that Beit Shammai were mechadedei tfeh, Beit Shammai were sharper. Maybe in terms of yidi'at Torah, Beit Shammai might have been sharper over there. And yet, you see sometimes, you know, not the sharpest of them is necessarily the one to get, you know, to be nifsak moto la'alacha. Dafka the one with the best midot, Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses. The one who's the most anav. And the third thing, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh brings down, is Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. He says, which is that there has to be this feeling of love, this feeling of connection and camaraderie between Am Yisrael that can't be broken. Until then, Rashi brings from the Midrash. Hoil v'san'u Yisrael et ha'machloket ve'ahavu et ha'shalom v'na'asu chanaya achat hare ha'sha'a she'etin lahem et torati. This wasn't their first rodeo in the Midbar. Don't forget, they left Mitzrayim on Tet Vav Benisan. They got the Torah on Tzmachloket Vav or Zayin Besivan, which is almost 2 months later. They've been in the Midbar for 2 months. And a majority of those 2 months, if you look in the Torah, they have been fraught with all sorts of complaints, fights. You remember? Mara, Masa'um Riva, Milchemet Amalek. There was a lot going on prior to Matan Torah. The very first time, says Rashi, that Am Yisrael came together and actually made peace with one another and were able to tolerate one another was by Har Sinai. And at that moment that they were able to make peace with one another and Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, right now it's time to give the Torah. These three ingredients, without them, the Torah cannot stick. A person cannot adequately accept the Torah, not on a national level and not on an individual level. They were, once again, just to review, number one, hitchazkut, the lack of laziness, lethargy. Rather, a person has to give it all he's got. Number two, the anava that was personified by Am Yisrael at the time. And the ahava ve'ahva shalom ve'ra'ut that Am Yisrael were able to achieve at Matan Torah. Those three things together are what made Am Yisrael worthy at that moment to receive the Torah. And if they would not have exemplified those three midot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have pushed off again and again Matan Torah until they fixed it. That's why, now, if a person wants to be worthy of accepting the Torah again, you want to be a keli, you want to be a vessel, a receptacle that's able to hold the Torah, we have to personify the same midot, Rabotai. That is what we celebrate the Shabbat. Kabbalat Torah and a renewal of our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis the Torah Kedoshah. Thank you for listening. Shabbat Shalom and Tu B'Shabbat Sameach. Be well.